online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
Specialist military units are going to help remove potentially contaminated items from crime scenes in Salisbury following the suspected poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter. The double agent's home is now being searched, with police looking at the theory they were poisoned there. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, has criticised those suggesting his country may be involved.
We are accused not only of this, we are accused of everything bad that happens in the world by our Western partners. We did not hear a single concrete fact. This is again pure hysterical propaganda, the inflaming of hysteria.
A Kent man known as the M25 rapist who carried out a series of sex attacks in the southeast has died in jail. Anthony Imiela from Appledore near Ashford was given 7 life sentences in 2004 for a series of assaults on victims as young as 10. The 63-year-old's death comes just a couple of months after it emerged he was being considered for parole. Donald Trump is to hold talks with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Adam has more for KMFM.
The president says great progress has been made, despite saying this just 7 months ago.
They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
South Korea's national security advisor, Jung Yang-yeon, delivered a message from Pyongyang to the White House confirming the North will consider denuclearization.
I explained to President Trump that his leadership brought us to this juncture.
But former U.S. General Jack Keane says America will still be cautious.
They are highly suspicious of this regime. They don't trust them at all.
If it happens, it will be the first time any leaders of the two nations have met face-to-face.
KMFM News.
Police are looking for the driver of a 4x4, which reportedly fled the scene after hitting a teenager in Ramsgate. The pedestrian was taken to hospital with leg injuries after it happened in Harbour Street in the early hours of the morning last month. Anyone who was in the area at the time Times being asked to come forward. A man will go on trial later this year accused of scratching cars in Gravesend as well as having a knife and assaulting a police officer. The 28-year-old was arrested after the alleged incident in Truro Road on Tuesday and is due in Crown Court next month. Construction company bosses are meeting at the Uni of Kent later to hear what's being done to try and recruit more apprentices to the industry. They're developing degree programmes where students also work in areas like architecture, surveying and town planning. It's happening during National Apprenticeships Week. Hannah Sullivan-Guckian is working on the project.
As soon as people hear the word construction, they think high-vis jackets, hard hats and pushing a wheelbarrow. And actually, the kind of skills that employers often look for aren't always the ones that you would expect. So for architecture, they're really interested in things like fine art, creativity. For quantity surveying, it might be more of an interest in things like maths.
Dover's first multiplex cinema is opening this lunchtime. The six-screen Cineworld is part of a £53 million development in the St James's part of town, which will also see new shops and restaurants. It's got more than 900 seats in all and over 200 in the biggest screen.
Sport. With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
The opening ceremony for the biggest ever Winter Paralympics is underway in South Korea. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, a light show and fireworks signalled the start of the event with a record-breaking 567 athletes from 48 countries competing over the next 10 days. Snowboarder Owen Pick carried the flag for Team GB. Meantime, Kent's Millie Knight says she'll give it a good try to bring home a gold medal. The 19-year-old partially sighted skier from Canterbury will be competing with guide Brett Wild after winning the World Championships in Italy last year.
The World Championships was great. Winning gold was a massive confidence booster. It would have been fantastic if I hadn't have crashed in the finish line. but that was fine, you know. Only a few bruises, and we got three silvers after that, so that was fantastic.
Snowboarder James Barnes-Miller from Broadstairs will also be in action at the Games. And in tennis, Serena Williams says she's not putting pressure, stress or expectation on herself after making a winning comeback to the tennis tour. In her first singles match since the birth of her daughter last summer, the 23-time Grand Slam champion beat Kazakhstan's Zarina Diaz 7-5, 6-3 in the opening round at Indian Wells. Britain's Heather Watson lost to former world number one Victoria Azarenka in straight sets. Johanna Konta begins her campaign this evening.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.